From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. After he was baptized by John, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We find this account of Jesus' time in the wilderness in all three of the synoptic gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and they're all a little different about how he gets there, right? In Mark, Jesus is driven into the wilderness immediately after his baptism. And in Matthew and Luke, he kind of just goes. He's like, okay, let's go, Spirit. Let's go into the wilderness. But I think it's really important to know that he's baptized, right? And the clouds part and God's voice comes down and says, "Here is my beloved, my son, with whom I'm well pleased." And the response to that moment is to take Jesus away from where he is and throw him into the wilderness for 40 days. Baptism is part of our identity in the church, right? It's our official entry into the body of Christ. It makes us adopted children of God. It's a marker of who we are. An origin story, if you will. And the story of God's people, the origin story of God's people is marked by time in the wilderness from the very beginning. Right? Even if you go to Adam and Eve when they're cast out of the garden, they're in this wilderness to begin their journey on earth, right? And then you go to Abraham and he wanders around until he finds Canaan. And Jacob, he sleeps by a stream and has a dream about wrestling with some kind of angelic figure. And when he wakes up, he's got a permanent limp and a new name, Israel. And then the Israelites, when they leave Egypt with Moses, are cast into the wilderness for 40 years. The wilderness is part of our origin story. It's meant to be a time of clarification a time of stripping away of all of the things you might have thought you were, so that you have the opportunity to figure out who you actually are. Who you are and whose you are, which is the really important part of the wilderness for us as people of God. Abraham finds the land of Canaan. Jacob becomes Israel. The Israelites, who were slaves so long that they couldn't remember who their God was, they figured out that they were the people of God, and God helped them while they were in the wilderness figure out how to build a society after slavery, right? What are the rules for worshiping? What are the rules for being together? That's where we get the Ten Commandments and Leviticus and Numbers and the temple and the Ark of the Covenant. All of that happens in the wilderness. And so it should be no surprise that Jesus finds himself there after his baptism, right? This huge marker in identity means that there's got to be a period of time where we settle into it and we figure out what it means. The wilderness has always been part of our journeys. Sometimes out of desire, sometimes out of desperation. You and I, we know this wilderness experience, right? Whether we chose it or it was thrust upon us. Maybe you lost a job, and all of a sudden you found yourself wandering around because you no longer have a career that defined who you were. Maybe you lost a loved one, and you sort of floated untethered from the world because all of a sudden this defining relationship didn't anchor you anymore. Maybe you just went in search of yourself because you weren't sure who you were. But we know the wilderness. We know the isolation of it. We know the desperation of it. We know the joy of it. People who take their families camping to get away from the chaos of the city, right? People who turn off the electronics for 3 hours at night so they can just read a book. All of those things are wilderness experiences. Time for us to reset, to step away from what we knew, to learn about what's to come, about who we are. So this new season of Lent, just like all the millennia of the people of God before you, I invite you into the wilderness. Let your time of wandering strip away all those things which distracted you from your identity as a child of God and from your relationship with God. Wander around in it for the next 40-ish days. Let the desert and the wilderness and whatever isolating experience you might have renew you and clarify for you that God comes for you. Just as surely as Easter morning will be here in 6 weeks, God comes for you. Come into the wilderness. Meet me there. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.